market. So I started my own arts organization called Seven City Art Society, and the idea was to take, like, build groups online and then actually bridge them out into art events, because people were complaining at the time that, you know, technology was taking people away from art. And so like, okay, well, how can we bridge that? Because I'm such a techie, but, like, I'm also an artist. So, like, how do I push people from the internet out to actual events?
Do you think, do you still think that that argument is something that's commonly heard today?
I think that we're working on using technology as a way to make art more accessible.
Okay.
I think that it shifted from, oh, technology is taking over everything, right? Communications, taking over, you know, art is definitely still taking over newspaper stuff, you know, like the media industry in certain ways. But I think now we're starting to look at it, or I see more people looking at it as ways to be more accessible. Like, how can we get people to see a play on Broadway from their home? You know, how do, or now I think, like, a lot of what's happening, especially with, like, art in place, where people are, like, activating spaces. Mm-hmm. Now people are being like, oh, we need to remember to record these things. Or, like, oh, we need to remember to capture these moments. And so now people are looking for, like, how do we incorporate the technology? Like, how do we keep the technology present in what we're doing? Because before, there was so much art happening that if you weren't there, you weren't seeing it.
Right.
I think, well, the idea that we have is, like, if you change the youth, you change the world. And I think, while I think that it's true, I just think that, like, we still gotta visit, how do we reshape parenting, or how do we reshape the narrative on parenting, right? Like, when and this is something that I'm super passionate about when it comes to entrepreneurship, is motherhood. First of all, if we still got commercials where the dude called, where the mom calls his mom calls, and that's annoying, like, that's a problem, right? Like, and it's these underlining places where it's like motherhood is annoying.
It normalizes it.
It normalizes this idea that, like, that, you know, you're bothering your child by checking on them. Yeah. You know, like what the hell? Like, you can't. And then how do you gain respect as a mother, right? And so then you have, like, when it comes to any, you know, entrepreneurship, just being a career professional, if you want to network, you can't have, like, how are you going to have a family and network? Like, most of the things are happening between 6 and 8. You know, I've had, like, even in entrepreneurship, people having meetings at 4 o'clock. I'm like, what the hell?
Y'all, happy hours, you got to hit up the happy
Y'all don't
hours.
Have people to pick up from school? Like, what? I can't be the only person with a kid.
A lot of people nowadays don't.
Too well. So I was on the phone with the printer at the time, and I was like, you know what? It's made by a black woman. I should put that on a shirt. And I literally went to the computer and designed the logo after the Made in America logo that says Made by a Black Woman, and put it on a shirt, and boom, like,
started flying.
Yeah. Okay. And so my mom invested some money. I took that very next, like, tax year, and I invested my tax money to get all the equipment for screen printing, because I learned how to screen print when I was teaching at TC, because we had a screen print class. They printed everything in house. And so I learned then, I'm like, I can do this myself. So I decided to just launch a print house right beside it. So I kind of launched Made by a Black Woman and Misprint USA simultaneously. Mm-hmm. But with Made by a Black Woman, we just hit the ground running. We were vending everywhere. We were, like, traveling. We were going everywhere that we can go. And a friend of mine who was kind of like my mentor on the print side, he was like, look, don't change your design.
Yeah.
Because the way that people mess up with the clothing is that they end up changing their design after so much time, and then they end up with all these designs and can't sell something.
Right, right.
So I kept it. Instead of changing the design, I decided to change the clothes.
Okay.
So I did shirts, sweatshirts, and then we did kid stuff. And then the kid stuff got picked up by Essence Magazine.
Wow. That's
so we ended up on the holiday gift guide of Essence Magazine in our first year, which was 2016. And so that was, like, super cool. We had a rack of orders come in. But made by a black woman just needed more marketing and more money to pour into it before it could really, really grow.
Yeah.
And the print shop started to outweigh it because everybody needed stuff printed. Like a print shop is like a pizza shop.
Right.
You can open one up right on the next block, somebody gonna need something printed.
Right.
And that's what started happening. So it started being the way that I really was living.
Mm-hmm.
Like it still is. Like the print shop is really how I live.
Yeah.
I'm in the print orders. So after that, I'm like, you know, I was head down working so hard, and I realized that I was missing community.
Yes.
Because as a lot of some, okay, so this is what I say. The mindset of people sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I think that it's a people want to be New York about their, about the way they act in terms of like they want to be like this hardcore kind of cutthroat, or they want to be so important. It's just this weird, like, you know, needing to be hype and looking hype all the time type of thing. And it's like, this is really Southern, you know, like, let's just be Southern. Like, it's okay if we treat this a little bit more friendly. I feel like there's fights for power, but there doesn't need to be,
yeah,
really. And that's the part I don't like. The last thing
a lot more to come, but you know, where you are right now in the journey, like, are you enjoying this part of the journey?
I am. I've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like things that I would want to leave people with, you know, artists or entrepreneurs or just people in general, is like, always know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what opportunity you get. You know, like one of my mentors told me, like, you know, 10 years from now, you can look up and with all the things you've done and just have done a lot of things, and that's cool, but like, is that what you want?
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you want out of it? And as an artist, I walked into a lot of things without what I wanted in mind,
mm-hmm.
and they were great, and it was fun, it was in the moment, but then it's like, dang, what could I have taken away from that?
Mm-hmm.
To build something else. And so I think like now what I've learned now is exactly how to do that. Like, how do I go into these places? How do I become more intentional about even the places I'm going to?
Yeah.
And like how I spend my time to build the next thing. And so it's been playing in my favor. So I think like I'm learning to enjoy the journey. I don't always. And day to day is super stressful. Juggling multiple companies and like, you know, even like, you know, if you have staff and things like that, it's still, you're still running these things.
Yeah.
So it becomes stressful. But I am learning to just enjoy the ride, enjoy the moment, you know, have some wild moments for myself where I'm like, wow, look, I did that. It was great. Yeah, I'm learning. I can't say I do it well every day.
And you wouldn't have it anymore.
I don't even eat, barely. I barely eat every day.